Well, here we are continuing on, and the Democrats would have you believe that it's all, you know, impeachment efforts and we need to get the president removed from office. It's not going to happen. Mitch McConnell has made it clear that he's not going to be bullied or bulldogged by Nancy Pelosi of the Democrats heading through 2020. In fact, the impeachment efforts seem pretty well dead in the water at the moment, for all intents and purposes. My next guest, Rick Manning, is the president of Americans for Limited Government, co-author of a new book, Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War and Why It's Good for America. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So it won't be all impeachment and doom and gloom, although the Democrats, shockingly enough, I think they're running out to fly the flag at half staff because Soleimani is dead. It's shocking to me. What do you make of that?
I have to tell you, Steve, I don't think there's been any event in my entire life in Washington, D.C., and I've been here over 35 years, where I've been more shocked by the reaction of an opposition party. It's one thing to have a policy difference with a president. It's another thing to sit there and actually exalt enemies of our country. Some people, Soleimani killed hundreds of people, of American soldiers, based on his actions. He was killing thousands of people in the theater who were Iranian, Iraqi, and people in Syria. The entirety, almost the entirety of the Syrian refugee crisis is at his doorstep.
Did you ever think you'd see a time? Let me ask you this.
We're mourning him.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Rick. Did you ever think you would see a time in America where either political party, for that matter, was standing on the side with the terrorist and the general that leads the biggest state sponsor of terrorism of any country in the world? Did you ever think a political party would be siding with that group of people over an American president who has been taking out terrorists throughout his entire administration?
No, I find it to be abhorrent. It turns my stomach, truthfully, and it makes me question if the Democratic Party, if the rank and file of the Democratic Party don't get control of the people who are running the Democratic Party, then it says that maybe we do have as egregious split as we thought, but it isn't from the right, it's from the left, and they have decided they no longer want to be Americans.
Well, you know, and it's appalling, but I'm going to go look at New Hampshire. I'm going to look at Iowa, Michigan, where I live. Siding with terrorists is not going to sell well in the small towns and the back roads and the places that people voted in large numbers to send Donald Trump to the White House in the first place. Believe it or not, fighting for America and fighting for Americans is popular in America with Americans. Crazy, right?
It is amazing that that's a, you know, I sit there. It's amazing that the Democrats don't get it. Their knee-jerk reaction is the orange man did it, so it must be bad. And rather than, just saying, bad guys been wiped off the map. We need to, make certain we have a proper look forward. We don't want to have a long-term involvement in an Iranian war, which I think is a reasonable position. They sat there and basically said, eulogized a guy who is
a cultural icon,
a terrorist war criminal who just is beyond bad.
No, what? No,
who
Richard
tortured people. It's amazing.
No. He's not a criminal. He's not a terrorist. He's a cultural icon, Richard. Let's get it straight.
Yes,
he's
sorry.
A cultural icon.
Apparently,
by the way,
the UN doesn't allow for cultural icons to be taken out. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. I learned that. By the way, 35 people were stomped to death in a stampede at his funeral. Yeah, was that earlier today, I guess, according to state TV and around. That's how together these. By the way, none of the people killed in the stampede were women. No, dozens of women, however, were shot to death by the Quds Force over the last few weeks demanding freedom. Soleimani's Quds Force killed lots of women over the last few weeks who were protesting, asking for freedom in Iran. They were shot dead, but those stampeded were just men because only men were allowed at the funeral. You do the math, Richard.
I have to tell you, I don't understand how a party that sits there and claims to be for women's rights and equality and the like, and for gay rights and equality and the like, can then mourn a guy who may in a system that killed gays and
tosses them from buildings.
Women. I don't get it.
tosses the. Here's what, Richard. Here's the problem. I'll connect the dots for you. Rick Manning here, president of Americans for Limited Government, co-author of the book Necessary Noise: How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War and Why It's Good for America. Well, Rick, here's the deal. What the Democrats, what the liberals don't understand, it's their policies, whether it's gay rights or gay marriage or pick your policy. It's the liberal policies that are so hated by these majority Muslim nations. I mean, is it that hard to figure out the things that they, promote and want are what are so hated by people like Soleimani? Correct?
Yeah, it is their policies that are so hated by Soleimani and his the next group generation of them. But here's the deal: is that they're used, the Democrats use the enemy of my enemy as my friend. And, so they will coalesce around people who don't hold certain values. But as a result, they find themselves with really strange bedfellows and people who they really, I think, will cringe and historically cringe for being around. But for those of us who have a little bit more historical perspective, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that the party of the KKK would also be the party of the radical Islam.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. The book, you say it's Trump's inflaming the culture war, and it's good for America. Why do you say that? Yeah. Why do you say it's good for America?
Because we need to have a conversation about this exact kind of thing. We're not allowed in this country to even have a conversation about Islam and what Islam's really like. We're not allowed to have a conversation about what's happening culturally in the country. We're not allowed to have a conversation about the schools and places like our universities, which have been taken over by cultural Marxists. And so what we're supposed to do is sit back and be quiet because it's impolite to talk about politics and religion.
Oh, please.
And while we weren't talking about it, the left was, and they were taking over the next generation.
They're propagandizing it. All right, so let me ask you this. The book, Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War and Why It's Good for America. And I believe you're right, by the way, Rick. Where do people find the book, and what can they expect to learn?
Well, they can find it at any of their booksellers. You can go to Amazon. You go to rickmanning.com, and it'll take you right to the Amazon site. And what I think you're going to learn, first of all, I wrote it with Star Parker. She was the lead author on it. And you get a perspective of a black woman who was raised in inner city and a white man who was raised in a more rural environment, and how we kind of come together and started thinking about what Donald Trump meant and some of the prime cultural issues, everything from the economy and trade to abortion. And so it kind of takes you through a whole bunch of different issues on where we were and where Donald Trump's taking us and why that matters. So I think you'll get a good overview of some of the issues that matter for the day and the arguments that we're having. And hopefully what it'll do is allow us to talk to people as opposed to yelling at them.
Well, Rick, I greatly appreciate you being here. I'd have you back sometime soon to talk more. I like your take on things, and I appreciate it. Common sense is always welcome here is what I'm saying, Rick. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I love being on.
There you have it. Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government, co-author of the book Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War and Why It's Good for America. And it is. Back after this.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. it's almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.